listener production.
Hello, Alicia McFarlane with your news briefing. Mixed news for homeowners. The notes from the latest Reserve Bank meeting confirm we can expect another cash rate rise. However, the board has indicated they will consider a pause next month so they can properly assess what's happening with the economy. There's pressure on the federal opposition to back the government's climate plan, which could force big polluters to reduce emissions. Labor has labelled a United Nations report as sobering, which claims there is a rapidly closing window of opportunity to secure a livable and sustainable future. The Chinese president has reportedly discussed Beijing's 12-point plan for peace between Russia and Ukraine during a meeting with Vladimir Putin in Moscow. The Russian president says he's willing to negotiate to settle the crisis. However, the US is concerned any pause in hostilities could be an attempt from the Kremlin to regroup and improve its footing in the war. Talks of the Nazi salute in Melbourne over the weekend have made their way to federal parliament. A group was seen performing it during an anti-transgender rally. The Attorney General is now calling for the opposition leader to call out the abhorrent behaviour. Peter Dutton says he'll go one step further if the government decides to take initiative.
I would support any legislation that you choose to move, noting that you've not chosen to move any legislation. To make illegal in our country the display of any aspect of Nazi glorification.
Briefly, more Aussies are returning to credit cards, with monthly purchases reaching a record $33.5 billion in January. In sport, the Sharks are set to welcome back superstar halfback Nico Hines for Sunday's showdown with St. George. The Dally M medalist hasn't played this season due to a calf injury. In other team news, the Eels welcome back Ryan Madison against the Panthers on Thursday night. The star forward missed the first three rounds due to a suspension copped from last year's grand final. While Anthony Milford could play his first game for the Dolphins against the Broncos in the first battle for Brisbane, it comes as young half Isaiah Katoa faces a fitness test after enduring an elbow injury.